When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And welcome back to our Star Wars Celebration live blog pod coverage. This is a rare part three of our Friday coverage because the episode before this, if you have not heard, is our cast and crew interviews with J.J. Abrams, Kathleen Kennedy, Daisy Ridley, and the whole squad. So I've just left that as a separate episode for those that just want to get the interviews. You can also watch them on YouTube. But now, let's get back to the action. All right, you guys, it's now 10:54. We've gone a few hours without an update, but I've been really busy, all right? But we're at Hawes's Haunted Hotel Bar, and I'm here with the king himself, King Tom Chansky. How you doing, King?
I'm doing fine, Steele. How about you? I'm doing fantastic. I'm beyond fantastic. You could use superlatives to add to the word fantastic to describe how I'm doing. Some of which might not be appropriate for your audience.
Can you please do your Jerry Seinfeld material now?
What is the deal with Celebration? I mean, who are these people and what are they celebrating?
It's good. It is very good.
But, Steele, here's what I've been thinking. Because I've seen you walking around. No one works harder than you. What do you think about it? Did you like the trailer?
Hey. No one plays harder than me.
That too. But don't avoid the question.
Okay.
What did you think of the trailer? Did you like it? Have you been having fun? I know you're working.
Having fun. Like today's like a dream day, like where you just like I conned the planet.
What's that?
I feel like I swindled the planet, like I just like conned the planet to get a day like that.
Yes.
But the trailer, it's still, I've only seen it three times. Mm-hmm. And I was under a lot of pressure during most of those times, so I haven't watched it post like working. So okay. I watched it twice in the panel. Mm-hmm. And then I watched it once before in the press row waiting for the actors to come.
Right.
So I sort of just watched it again to just try to remember what happened. Mm-hmm. So the bit where Ray, I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah, because I haven't really had a chance, but I'm going to study it tomorrow for the live podcast. So I don't want to just say the same stuff over and over. But the bit where Ray, like the TIE fighter Ray bit is like, is Sarlacc pit good?
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon?
I think you're right. I think it could. I want to see that TIE fighter split right down the middle, and I think she can do it. I believe.
You reckon she's gonna cut it in half, and he's just gonna fall out in the middle?
I think so.
Yeah, I think, and I love the editing of it. I'm not sure if that's the editing in real life, but mm-hmm. just the anticipation and how she's. It doesn't really matter if she's looking at it or not looking at it.
Yeah.
She just seemed like she knew exactly what she had to do in the situation. Like, it wasn't like she was running in The Force Awakens, like, from the TIE fighter. I think I just came up with a very deep thought. In The Force Awakens, she's running around away from the TIE fighter wildly.
I didn't think about that, but yes.
Do you know why you didn't think of it? Because you hadn't listened to this podcast episode yet.
Exactly.
That's why you got to listen. That's why you got to tune in.
What's the deal with podcasts?
Who are these pods and why are they casting?
Who is this pod and who casted him? Why are the stars warring? I ponder which Death Star it is and which planet it's crushed into.
Okay, I have theories, but I ponder also.
Okay. I had heard Death Star 2 vibe. Like, I had,
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about months ago. Like I haven't really been following, like someone that, yeah. So I'd heard Death Star 2 vibes.
Okay. Right?
But I was thinking, like, if I hadn't have heard that, I would think that was Yavin, because you've got the Tantive IV parked somewhere with vines all over it,
which we've seen pictures of.
Yeah,
I don't think there was a hint of one in the panel itself. Yeah, before the panel. Yeah,
they showed a picture on the screen. Yeah, so right. That's released, so I get to talk about it.
Right. Well, you could. It's your podcast. You could talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, but I do set the parameters.
That's true.
And I want to be fair. But hence why I've never talked about the Death Star thing. But so there's and then you've got the Yavin medal getting looked at.
Yes, which is something that I think gets overlooked, because you're thinking about all these Rey running and then jumping. You're thinking about these flying stormtroopers. You're thinking about the Death Star. You're thinking about the Sheev laugh, but you forget the little things like the medal.
Let's talk Sheev laugh.
Okay.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
If I had to tick a box,
I'd
put a cross. Like if that's what I like. I don't know. If they do it right.
Yeah.
My favorite saying in fandom. But yeah, on paper, I don't like it. It was an amazing moment in the panel, and to have Ian McDermott come out and do that. But on paper, I'm like, how does that work? Not like, how does that work?
Yeah. If you told me a few days ago, in this trailer, you're going to hear Sheev laughing, I don't want that.
I'd heard it, but I didn't believe it.
Right.
So.
But seeing the trailer, hearing what JJ and everyone else, the work he and Terrio are putting into this, I feel like I want to give it a chance. I want to see what it's about. I think they can make it work. If they do it right.
If they do it right. I'm not sure that should make it a t-shirt. If they do it right.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Tom. It's your first celebration.
Kind of. I was here for one day at Celebration 3 in 2005, and I got into the George Lucas panel that there was a line around the block for. My friends and I crossed the street. Security guard opened up the door, said, "I'm starting a new line." 5 minutes later, we were inside the building. 5 minutes after that, we were ushered in the George Lucas panel. Randy and Jason had to wait overnight for it.
Well, that your story feels like happened to me 40 times today. It's like, oh, really? You're letting me in here? Okay.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. That was only one day, and this is so much different in all the right ways. I didn't have a bad experience then, but I think I'm a much better place as a fan.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, you would have heard me talk about on the show, when I used to go to cons in Australia, I'd know no one.
Right.
Like, no one. Like, I might, have three people. I go, oh, hey. Because I sort of just, the culture of the people that went, I just didn't fit with. I just want to see Kenny Baker tell stories. Like, that's sick. But anyway, so now when I come here and, yeah, it's bizarre.
Yes.
So let's talk about you. How was your day? What, where'd you see the trailer?
I'm sorry?
Where'd you see the trailer?
I saw the trailer in the mid-bowl area of the Wintrust Arena.
So you're in the big
room.
I
saw it live, yes.
Okay, great.
I was with Hawes, Johnny Grasso, Aaron Boyd, Jesse, and Les from the Sith List.
Nice. So you were on the floor?
No, we were up right at the very top of the first level.
Oh, okay, dope. Was that good or you don't care?
It was good. I mean, we could see everything. We kind of looking down on the stage a little bit, but it was, I have no complaints about where we were.
How could you? How was the, like, the WrestleMania-esque vibe with the digital banners around, like, with Star Wars, like, where it would normally say, like, Chicago Bulls or whatever?
It was very cool
or whatever.
To see Star Wars shown that way.
Yeah.
Getting that kind of promotion.
It was very WWE.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And I'm sure that's where they wrestle in that arena.
I think they have not invited Rick McCallum to this celebration because they know he would hit someone with a steel chair.
McCallum's coming.
Yeah. I hope. I won't be here much.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Monday, but I hope for those people who are here Monday, I hope he's here.
I don't know. It's going to be so weird because I'm going to so awkwardly freak out about it that everyone around me is like, why is he so excited about this dude? It's like, well.
You're going to have to record that.
Yeah. The what else did you do today?
I
have no idea what happened in Star Wars. Like, there's like some, the helmet game was like, I don't know what Hasbro figures there are. I just know there's a multicolored Darth Vader that you can get at Comic-Con that looks
pretty
cool.
Yeah, and there's a new Sheev doll that it has like electric fingertips. I've seen pictures. I walked around.
Let's go into this. What is
it?
A doll?
Like,
a doll?
An action figure. I think we call them action figures now, but
okay.
You put the like attachment on the fingertips, and it looks like Sheev is shooting lightning.
The Black Series one.
Is that it?
With the throne.
Maybe. Yes, I think that's
I saw that they brought out a Black Series with the throne, which is so funny. I saw someone like go, oh, it's very strategic they brought that out now, and it's like, dude, that's just happenstance. Like,
right.
They can't bring out figures when, like, for the movie when like they're not getting these sly winks in. It's
right.
Like,
oh. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing for that yet. I caught Tarkin's Top Shelf on the podcast stage, if I can mention another podcast. And they talked about literary themes in Star Wars and how...
With Becca,
I'm sorry?
With Becca.
Yes, Becca and Mark Suter. But they talked a lot about how they're really bringing publishing and movies and other forms of media together. And it was very interesting. And then after that, I caught the publishing panel.
What's the exciting books coming out?
Claudia Gray's Master and Apprentice about Qui-Gon. And
news, dude.
Oh.
Not stuff that I know.
Eli Vanta will be in the next Thrawn book.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, it's Thrawn is in a struggle between Grand Moff Tarkin and Krennic.
Oh, dude, that sounds like Windows
erotic
fan
fiction. Here's the thing. Krennic has an assistant who basically worships the ground that Krennic walks on. And I want to find out confirmation that the character's name is Emily Lynn. And then they announced a few other books, and at the very end, they put up a slide. They didn't have any specifics, but they said they are going to be doing a Road to Episode 9, I'm guessing in the winter of this year, like they've done for the other movies, which is nice to hear.
Are you excited about that? I guess I just don't have time to read it all, that I'm just like, yeah.
I am. I like most of the books. I read them
pretty close to when they come out. But at the same time, I get that it's not everyone's thing. Mm. I get that not everyone likes that. Sometimes you have to read these other stories to understand more what's going on in the movies. I understand that because the movies should speak for themselves. But then again, for those of us who really get into it, you have this whole other world that the books and comics add to.
Yeah, I don't even... Yeah, I just find the books so... Like, they're fun to read when you can, but I don't feel like they, like, change the films for me or anything like that. Like,
yeah. I think sometimes they've made the films better, but that's just me.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes it's just, oh, why did that happen? Oh, because her T-shirt was red. Like, it's just, like, that sort of, like, basic things. The one that I read that was exceptional was that Catalyst, the Rogue One.
Yeah.
Like, that was, that, like, to that opening scene in Rogue One, that, mm-hmm. like, was like, oh.
And it came out maybe, what, 6 weeks before Rogue One, so people had time to read it before they even went into the movie, so you knew it was going on. A lot of these other Rogue Two books, they've come out a lot closer to the movie or even after the movie.
So, what was your highlight today? The panel?
I'm sorry?
What was your highlight today?
Oh, the panel. Probably McDermott coming out.
Mm-hmm. And then what about for the rest of the week?
Tomorrow I have tickets to the Galaxy, or I'm, you know, the Galaxy's Edge panel.
Panel, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not a theme park person. So it's, but I want to see the Fallen Order panel after that. Then my group, we were also won the lottery for The Mandalorian on Sunday.
Yeah, so tomorrow I got a lot of stuff to do for the podcast at night, but yeah, I got a pass for the theme park, but
right.
Yeah, I just
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And nothing against it, and I understand that some people are really into it, but I feel like we've gotten a lot about it in other places already.
Yeah, and I'm not... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it's, like, awesome, but I'm not, like, dribbling on it because I just don't feel like I'll be able to enjoy it for so long. So.
But you're an adult, and you realize that not every part of Star Wars is about you.
Oh, yeah. I want to find out... This is my Star Wars journalistic little antenna.
Right.
I want to find out what people go to it, like, what they love about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So to find out that sort of stuff rather than just go, no for me.
Mm-hmm. But, see, that's the thing. I can get away with that. You can. I apologize.
I'm not sure what you're getting at there. All right, Tom. Well, thanks for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll see you in like a minute.
I guess so.
After I press stop.
Kind of happens.
Yeah. All right, so that's going to be the end of today's podcasting. And this episode was a weird three-parter, so we could have the interviews in the middle as a separate podcast, so people that... It's just strategy, guys. It's content strategy. You know, these newbies that just, you know, just want to hear from the big guns.
Yep.
You know, people that just want to hear from King Tom and don't want to hear from John Boyega. Do you know what I mean?
I pity you people, but thank you.
But as yesterday, we are going to... start recording an After Dark episode, and there's plenty of people in this bar that we are going to talk to in their interesting state. So if you want to join the fun, it's $3 for the month on Patreon. And Tom, you're a Patreon.
It's worth every penny.
Thank you. Or dollar. Three of them. There's no penny level. So, or maybe a penny a week or something like that.
Well, 300 pennies.
Okay, excellent.
Or more if you, you know, like T-shirts and stickers and things like that.
Excellent. And we do. But yeah, $3 a month. And if you just want to try it out this month, you'll get like tons of bonus stuff. I think there's already like 6 bonus episodes in the past like week and a half or something.
Yeah.
And at Star Wars Celebration... It's not letting up. There will be parts of the live podcast that will not be made available to the public for several reasons.
Yep. Like just like a celebration panel.
Yes. But you will be able to get that on in the safety of the Patreon. So check that out. It really helps keep this show going. And if you liked today's podcasting, particularly the interview section, which would be a good way to attract some newbies, give it a retweet on Twitter. I'd really appreciate it, or a share on Facebook. But thank you, King Tom. Thank you to Paul in Australia from the Geek Dudes and Hey Hey It's a Podcast podcast for doing all the editing. We appreciate that. And I do want to say a special thanks to everyone that I saw today that was like super cool to me and came up and just said hey, and that they're down for igniting the green or sucking on my Snoke theory, or all these things that people say to me that on paper do sound horrible, but they're meant in good Star Wars joy. But thank you guys so much, and may that force be with you. Hey guys, thanks for listening to our Friday coverage at Star Wars Celebration. If you are after more content, boy, do we have it coming. Because on the $3 a month Patreon Content Club feed, we have over half an hour of After Dark action at Star Wars Celebration. And we've already got feedback on this episode with Mike Pappas and Corey Van Dyke. It is hilarious. Two hardcore collector resellers getting grilled by myself. It is such a funny episode. And then also, if you are into spoilers, I have got a 10-minute episode up now on the Patreon reacting to the latest casting rumor spoilers from MakingStarWars.net. So if you want to hear my opinion about that, check that out. But we're leaving all that sort of spoiler talk locked up in the clearly marked Patreon episode, so don't worry about that. But it's an awesome month to check out the Patreon Content Club, because along with the 500 plus episodes you have access to, Saturday week, May the 4th, for everyone, we will be premiering on YouTube the Chicago Live episode on Saturday night, May the 4th. But then after that, if you're a Patreon, we will then premiere the second half of the live show, which will be the Patreon-only, adults-only erotic fan fiction live read. It is our craziest one yet. It is the whole night was amazing. So if you're a Patreon or not, make sure you're around on Saturday night, May the 4th in America, for the live show. And then we'll have a brief intermission. And for patrons only, we will premiere the erotic fan fiction live read, which is amazing. I'm so excited. Thanks so much. Saturday at Star Wars Celebration, coming up in your feed very soon. Thanks so much. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.